All right, welcome to the latest episode of Nerds with Attitude. We are continuing our series of Memory Lane, and as always, I am Kevin, and today I'm joined by...
This is Scott.
In the back seat this back time.
Because we're on the road.
Dave's here.
This is Adam.
Adam, thanks for joining us again, man. You're in California visiting, so we figured we'd throw you in the podmobile.
Yep, I'm out of my dairy cheese land.
So, but you're still wearing the hat. That's weird. What's with the cheese hat?
It's not a cheese hat. It's a brewer's hat.
But they can't see it.
I know, right? This isn't a visual podcast, goddammit.
So in this episode of Memory Lane, we are on our way down to a group meeting, toy show kind of hangout thing. And we decided we're going to talk about theme park memories. And somebody's phone in the background is talking. I don't know. I think that's Dave checking his Dodger scores.
Yeah, it could be me.
They lost.
Yep.
They lost.
We still beat the Brewers, though, buddy.
It.
We still beat the Brewers.
Yeah, so, but I loved watching the Red Sox beat the crap out of you guys, so.
Whatever. Right. All right, so.
Sports.
This is not current events. We're talking deep down memories. We're going to be talking about theme parks and the big ones. Disneyland, Disney World, Universal, all the Six Flags, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to start us off with Disneyland memories. And who Scott? You're a Southern California guy. Dave, you're Southern California. Adam, did you go to Disneyland or Disney World growing up as a kid?
I did not. Actually, my first trip to Disneyland was 2 years ago when I was out here.
All right. So what's your memory from 2 years ago of Disneyland? We'll start there.
Should be pretty fresh.
You're the guest of honor. So you start us with our first Disney memory.
You know, honestly, it was built up, and I didn't realize it was going to be as big as it was. You know, I've only been to local theme parks in the Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota area. I was in awe of how big it was.
That's what she says all
and
time.
How many people there were.
Stop.
Yeah, that seems like something that's definitely changed over the years. As a kid, I don't remember the crowds at Disneyland being as packed in as they were. I do remember long lines, you know, waiting for stuff for a long time, but now it just seems like the park is oversold.
Well, yeah, even today, when California Adventure first opened, that was a 2-hour experience. Now you could spend all day in there.
Oh yeah, and it's worth it too.
Yeah. Can get alcohol.
You can also spend all day waiting for that Cars ride, which is awesome.
Yeah, the Cars ride,
but 2.5 hour wait at the least.
No, you gotta either do the fast pass or
single rider. Oh yeah.
Julie and I
have ridden that ride together maybe twice, but we've ridden the ride about 20 times. We take the single rider route and we always end up in the same car anyway, so
nice.
It's pretty cool.
I will take note of that for Tuesday when I'm going there.
There
yes.
you go.
Yeah, single rider anytime you can. And definitely learn how the Fast Pass works. You can also do get the app on your phone so you can kind of like check into a ride and get your time without actually having to go over to the kiosk.
Yeah,
for
we did Fast Pass the second day for Hyperspace Mountain when I was there.
Yeah.
I think they have a thing
Mountain.
Where you
wow.
can like buy a pass for like $10 a person or something like that.
Yeah.
And it includes like all the ride photos and Fast Pass tickets and stuff. And
it's called the Maxi Pass.
I think it's more than $10, right?
Well, whatever the Maxi Pad is costs, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Is it seriously called the Maxi Pad?
It's
really?
The Max Pass.
Are you looking to buy anything over there?
You know,
the Sandcrawler.
Yeah,
it is very cool.
I got the caramel corn.
Oh, the candy corn figure.
Candy corn figure. Yeah,
yeah.
Kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. Yeah.
I'll definitely buy some Star Wars related merchandise. That's my second favorite fandom. So that's one of the things I appreciate about going to Disneyland.
What was your favorite ride when you went 2 years ago?
You know what? I actually think my favorite ride was Hyperspace Mountain, which I heard it's back to just Space Mountain now.
Yeah, it is.
But it was kind of cool with, like, Akbar talking about incoming fighters and everything. I thought that was a good time.
Yeah, the battle over Jakku was really cool.
I don't think I've been there since they've done that.
They have a new thing called the Seasons of the Force, and it's certain times of year they'll just put a new video, they'll project Star Wars stuff, it's really cool. You're so busy paying attention to what's happening on the walls around you that you don't see the obvious twists and turns that happen. It's really cool.
I wouldn't know because I haven't been on Space Mountain since I was probably 16. The last time I attempted Space Mountain, I was about 22 and got in the front car. We're like, all right, cool. We're in the front. This is going to be awesome. And the lap bar is so narrow that both of my legs couldn't go between it. So I had like one leg in, one leg out. And the guy's like, no, no, that's not safe. I'm like, I'm fucking wedged in. You could turn this car upside down and I'm not coming out. I'm so wedged in. And, you know, I'm 6'3". And a big guy, and he's like, nope, sorry, you have to have both legs under your bar, otherwise you can't ride. So I got to do the walk of shame.
That sucks.
And yeah, so I was like, well, all right. I was there with my cousin. I was like, enjoy the ride. I'll guess I'll see you in the gift shop, I guess.
I'll be in Captain EO.
Yeah. No leg bars in Captain EO. Hey, no Captain EO anymore.
Yeah, I know. Right now they've got last time I was there, it was last month, they had Pixar Fest where they were showing just all the little shorts. Little Pixar shorts.
Mm-hmm. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. It was pretty cool.
In 3D?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, they were in 3D. Now I don't know what they've got going on. Don't know if it's back to Star Wars again because they were showing the Path of the Jedi for a while. But
what is that?
It was a retrospective of all the movies, the story of the Skywalker family, just kind of surmised for you.
Interesting.
It was really good before you saw The Last Jedi because it was all this emotional build-up to The Last Jedi, and then, you know, they're saying, and here's Luke. So it was really good, but I didn't go back after seeing The Last Jedi. I don't think they changed it for Solo or Rogue One or any of those.
Right. So. Scott, what was your favorite ride at Disneyland as a kid?
As a kid, I want to say my favorite ride was probably the Haunted Mansion. Just because, you know,
always the best.
Little goth kid, and I loved all the ghosts and stuff, so that was a great time. Space Mountain scared the shit out of me just because it was in the dark, and I was afraid to get on it. So I went with my aunt one day, and she said, you are going on this ride, or I'm going to leave you down here all by yourself. And, you know, I'm like 6 years old, and I'm like, I don't want to be by myself, no. So I went on the thing, and I was probably whimpering and crying the whole time. I don't want to get on this ride. Get on the ride. Get off the ride. I'm like, let's do it again. It was the best thing ever. And I broke
it. Sorry, I'm dying. Yeah, I was terrified of the Matterhorn as a kid just because you could see how tall it was, and that terrified me. But I loved Space Mountain, and I loved Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh, yeah. A lot of mountains. The monster inside of the
Yeti?
Thunder Mountain was always really cool. And now it's badass if you get a chance to go on there.
He's animatronic now, right?
Well, he was always animatronic, but they've really upgraded those effects now to where...
Yeah, they need to upgrade the track and the cars because the last time I was on it was a couple of years ago.
That's straight wooden roller coaster right there.
No joke, I felt like I had, like, damaged my spine.
Yeah.
It hurt so bad being jostled around in that car.
Oh, yeah, it's
that
brutal.
I got off hobbling and was like, I'm worried. Like, should we go home kind of thing? Like, it was not a good time. And Big Thunder Mountain, they rebuilt 100% of the ride track, and it is so smooth and awesome now. It's amazing.
And it gives you the best view of Star Wars land.
Yes.
So if you're on Big Thunder Mountain, just keep your eyes peeled.
Somebody told me that Mark Twain's boat also.
It was me.
Was that you?
Yeah, you get some pretty good views on that, but the better
So you know who I'm talking about then?
Yeah, I do know the guy. Okay. He's a dick. I wouldn't listen to what he says.
So Star Wars land, off subject, is Toontown gone?
No.
No, Toontown is still there. They kind of built it around and behind. And if you look at an overview map of Disneyland, it is probably going to be the biggest land they have.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So is Star Tours going to be moved?
That's a big question. Nobody really knows. They haven't said that they're going to move it for sure, but we do know that they are putting the Millennium Falcon down there to where you can actually board the Falcon. And you go in and at least groups of, I think it's at least a group of six people.
Six, yeah.
And you've got everybody has a specific seat, and that seat has an assigned job that you have to do to make the ride work.
Really?
You've got a pilot, you've got a co-pilot, you've got an engineer or something like that.
Is there a gunner, I hope?
There is a gunner.
Dude.
Yeah, so and if you succeed and you get where you need to go successfully, do whatever, smuggle whatever you're trying to smuggle. Somehow or another, in the park, like whenever you go to the cantina, they will know that you did good. If you fail, they know that you failed, wow, and they try and come after you. But I guess Hondo Anaka from Clone Wars, he is kind of your guide on the,
very cool,
on the ride.
So I feel like really my neat life has been building up to this moment of being on a life-size Millennium Falcon.
Right?
All I want to do is sit in Chewbacca's seat so I can be like the whole time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that's a job. Maybe you have to do that.
Do your best Chewie impression. Dave, what was your favorite ride at Disneyland growing up?
I was a Disney head, so I like them all. But my favorite, you know, let's go in order. I like Star Tours.
All right.
Indiana Jones, Pirates, Haunted House, or Haunted Mansion.
All right, Disney head with your Haunted House.
Yeah. Just all the roller coasters, it's all fun. I love Disneyland. I love it. I can remember America Sings.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I can remember that
it's
and
now
going
a
on that.
Pad.
Yeah.
Yeah, America Sings took like all the animatronics from
Splash
characters
Mountain,
from the park, like Splash Mountain and Sam the Eagle for some reason, and put them in this kind of like the audience was in seats that went in a circle, and then they would just open one stage at a time as
one
you circle around them.
Patriotic songs being sung, and it was really cool.
That was way cool.
There was always the rumor that there was that one guy who got caught between the seat and
that's
the wall.
That's not a rumor.
Squished.
That really happened.
Did it really?
Yeah. That's a death at Disneyland.
There's been a couple of those. There was one on the pirate ship, the Columbia.
Yeah.
Where
the attachment fell off, the anchor.
Was, I believe it wasn't the... From what I heard, it was the one of the wires from the mast broke and actually decapitated
somebody.
Yeah,
nailed him.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Good times. Right in front of the Haunted Mansion, too, so I bet he's one of the spooks that's in there.
Well, they've got...
Supposedly that's haunted, too, so...
My sister worked there for years, and she would tell ghost stories of what they would see in the underground tunnels and all that.
Oh, now the underground tunnels under Disneyland, I believe there's some shit going on. Oh, haunted mansion, not haunted.
No, but the underground tunnels, definitely some shit going on because there's a lot of weirdos that work at Disneyland.
What other rides do you guys remember that aren't there anymore? You remember the Skytram?
Oh, the Skytram
was
great. Oh, my
God. The buckets, right?
Yeah, the buckets. Yeah. The people mover where it took you through the world of Tron. That was really cool.
I thought the buckets were great because it gave you a reprieve from walking around in the heat.
Oh, yeah.
And you could just... You walked all the way up to the real high peak up there, kind of above, like, Storybook Land. And then you could just, like, sit for, like, 10 minutes as it took you to the other
end of the
park.
Well, that's what we do with the train now. We just take the train around the park, you know, 5 times if you want to just rest and see stuff.
Yeah. You used to be able to do that with the monorail, too. You get on the monorail, and it would just keep going in circles, but now they make you get off after a tour.
Yeah.
What was the one that where they shrunk you down and you went inside the human body?
Journey to Inner Space?
Something like that.
Inner Space, like Dennis Quaid?
No, not the movie with Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid.
No, I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh,
no.
The original Star Tours, when you come crash landing into the docking bay or whatever, in the background was that giant microscope that shrunk you down. From
Seriously?
Journey to Inner Space. We're calling it Journey to Inner Space because I don't remember what the name was. They had that ride piece as set decoration in the back of that hangar.
That's cool. Now, whenever
Easter egg.
I went to Disney World in 88 or 89. It was 89. August 89. August in Florida. That is a fun trip.
That's a sweaty balls trip.
You know what?
Trip.
That'd be a great time for like a JoeCon.
Right. I think so. Yeah.
Right. Worst time, you know, like July or August and
I'm glad JoeCon was in June then.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, hey Dave, why don't you tell us about that mile you walked to Downtown Disney to get your $8 McDonald's value meal while we were at JoeCon?
No. Ooh, here's the thing. At Disneyland in Anaheim, the park food used to be super expensive, so you would leave, get your hand stamped, and then dangerously run across Beach Boulevard to the McDonald's that was on the other side of the street.
Yeah. Remember that?
To go get your free, not free, your cheap lunch.
Yeah.
It's Harbor Boulevard, but yeah.
Boulevard. And back in the day, you just ran through traffic.
Oh, yeah. There's a Tony Roma's right next to it,
to walk around.
Well, because the parking lot used to be right in front of the theme park.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It used to be where California Adventure is. It used to be the parking lot.
Yeah.
And so you just leave, walk across the street, get your cheap lunch, come back. But now it's not there anymore. And to even get there, there's a big iron fence they put, you know, through down the entire street. So there's no cutting through anymore.
No, not anymore.
What's so corporate nowadays, you know?
That was one of my favorite rides as a kid.
Is Autopia still there?
Car dodging?
Yes, Autopia.
Autopia?
Yeah. Or Autopia.
That's actually my son's favorite ride when we went.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's cool. How old's your kid?
He's 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I love Autopia.
Autopia.
That, as the cars have changed over the years, and at one point they made the track a lot longer. They like kind of expanded it a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But now also because of my height, I have to like weirdly cross my legs and push the gas pedal with like the top of my foot to make the car go. It's really uncomfortable and awkward, but I still absolutely love that ride. They're big, thick, padded steering wheels.
Yeah. Do you remember the old boats that would go along the little lake right there?
Don't. I mean, I am aware of them, but I think they were gone when I was a kid.
Were the submarines at?
But the submarines were there.
Submarines have always been there, but there used to be, like Autopia, there was a boat where you could actually go, and the kids could drive the boats because they were on little tracks. Oh. And you would just be in the little... There's like the submarine lagoon, and then right next to it, there's a lake that kind of goes over near... It's a Small World.
Okay.
And, yeah, you used to be able to drive little boats over there. It was cool.
Was it called Boat-topia?
Maybe.
Boat-topia?
Boat-topia.
Boat-topia?
Yeah, cars. That's what else was... what's not there anymore?
I think it evolved so much.
Yeah.
I can think of
it. We talked about the People Mover briefly. That was always a good one, like as a teenager, to go make out on if you were able to go to Disneyland with a girl. Cause
when you got kicked out of Tom Sawyer's Island, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tom Sawyer's Island was. Is that still open like running around and playing in the cave?
It is. It's all now Pirates of the Caribbean themed.
I imagine.
There's where they took Injun Joe's cave. It's now like pirate treasures are hidden in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little porthole where you can go and look inside and you can see the treasure, but if you get too close, a skull pops out and barks at you. It's
pretty decapitates you.
Said? No.
But it's pretty cool in there still.
Oh, Country Bear Jamboree's not there anymore.
I missed that.
I think that's Winnie the Pooh or something right now.
And that ride is such a weird acid trip, stupid. It's just bad.
That could have stayed, and they could have taken out the Tiki Lounge.
I love the
Bite
Tiki
your
lounge.
Tongue, sir. Bite your tongue.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you? Obnoxious, racist, loud clacking birds.
Yeah.
And they're renovating it right now, America. So it might be even better. That's what America's all about. It's all about racist, clacking birds.
I do miss the bears, though. I love the bears.
Make America Tiki Room again. Something like that.
Didn't they take part of Frontierland out for Star Wars? So when I was there 2 years ago... Actually, Thunder Mountain was closed because they didn't want you peeking over at where Star Wars Land was being built. So I'm actually looking forward to being able to go on that.
Well, what actually got taken out?
The petting zoo.
Yeah.
Which
the Woody's barbecue or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Which I'm telling you, a petting zoo next to a barbecue just
it makes perfect
so
sense.
Efficient.
Perfect sense.
They during Christmas time they always did their Santa Claus over there, and you could just
it was always just a dead area then, right?
It was great food, though.
It was
and
one of the last holdovers of, like, classic Disney.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where it was just, you know, simple and real. Because that's what a lot of Disney was back in the 50s and 60s, was a lot of really simple, almost like county fair type attractions. Yeah. And now it's all high-tech rides and money grabs.
Well, like the Fantasyland, that's still they haven't changed that a bit.
Not really. No, they did a big renovation in the late 80s, but it hasn't changed since then.
Yeah, I hope that never changes because it's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Although the lines are a little nauseatingly long over
for
there.
For what? For the Peter Pan ride?
Peter Pan ride's always
crazy.
Terrible.
Peter Pan was the first time I discovered what Blacklight was as a kid.
Oh, yeah?
And was fascinated with that ride. I'm like, oh, my God, my shirt glows. Oh, my God, your teeth and eyes are glowing. And so we would just go on the ride multiple times to look at like what glows, not even paying attention to the ride itself.
That's actually that is my favorite Fantasyland ride.
Oh, yeah.
We just don't go on it because it's so long. Freaking long. Yeah.
Forever to
Mine's
get.
Always Mr. Toad's.
That's scary.
That ride
That's
is
so
awesome.
Scary.
You go to hell in that ride.
Scary.
It's so cool.
Adam, did you guys go on Mr. Toad's when you were there last time?
We did not. I don't even remember Fantasyland at all.
That's where when you go under the castle.
It's the Carousel Wheel and
Carousel.
Yeah.
Sword in the Stones there.
Yeah, we only did, I think we only did the teacups in Fantasyland.
Ooh. Oh, you got to do Alice in Wonderland and Mr. Toad's and Peter Pan.
You got to do those little rides.
There's even, you can, I don't know, did you know you can go in the castle. there's a little, you go in one side and there's like stairs up and yeah. over and back down, and it's kind of a Sleeping Beauty walkthrough story. Yeah, it's really cool. Neat kind of being inside.
Yeah. The trick to doing the Fantasyland rides, the smaller ones, go late at night because by that time most of the little kids are asleep.
Ah.
Yeah, and the lines are a little shorter. A little shorter.
Or if you don't want to see the parade as yeah. usual, or the fireworks.
Well, know. They usually close it for the fireworks.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland always closes. So because it's right Town. Adjacent.
Yeah.
Actually, I found out apparently they closed the fireworks before Halloween is what I was reading online.
Is it just a summertime thing?
No, they usually close it for wind. So if it's a really windy day, they won't launch them.
Okay. Yeah, because yeah. we were looking it up online, and it sounded like they weren't doing the fireworks this week at all.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, it was windy, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. They might be in between shows, too, because they try to do them themed. They might be preparing for the Christmas-themed fireworks yeah. show when they make it snow in the streets of Main,
I love Disneyland at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. It's the best great. Time. We're already planning our next trip. It'll be in December. We got to buy our passes again. And
do you like the whole Jack Skellington theme?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, so that great. Is the best. Yeah. Whenever they turn a Haunted Mansion into a Haunted Mansion holiday with yeah. Jack Skellington, that's the best.
Yeah, because I've only seen it for Halloween.
No, they do.
Oh, they keep it through Christmas, but make yeah. it more Christmassy?
The beginning of September all the way. No, it's exactly the same.
Oh, same thing. Okay.
Beginning of September all the way through, I think, January 1st or 2nd.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That was another ride that was closed when I was there, was the Haunted Mansion.
You are going at the right time because it is very cool this time of year.
I kind of like the Nightmare Before Christmas version better than the normal version.
I definitely do, but I love them all. I yeah. love it all. So did you get to go on Pirates of the Caribbean last time?
I did. I really liked that ride.
Cool. They've changed it again to get rid of their sexism, supposedly, when they were selling the wenches.
Yeah.
Now they're selling food or something like that. And one of the pirates is the pretty wench from before, so...
Yeah, they gave her a gun.
Yeah, and a pirate suit.
Yeah,
and changed her voice. That's about it.
Yep.
I had just thought of something else that was not there anymore. That was a favorite as a kid, and now it's gone. Like that, the memory is gone. Like the ride.
Like the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was an arcade on Main Street. A video arcade.
Yeah. yeah.
And you had like the little penny machines, and you could watch those. But then the actual like video arcade games. And I remember one time, it was towards the end of the night, parents were doing all the shopping, and you know, I didn't have to stick by their side because it was the 80s and it was safe. I found a $5 bill on the floor. And in the 80s to a kid, $5 in a video arcade, I could have lived there for the rest of my life.
Right.
And so I cashed it, and there was a Superman video game, and it was kind of a side scroller fighter kind of thing.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Kind of, and you could either be classic Superman or his alternate color for like player B was like a gray suit kind of thing. You shot like your laser beam. I don't know what it was, but I loved that game and was just pumping like unlimited quarters into it for the first time in my life. And finally my parents came and were like, come on, it's time to go. And I'm like, but I'm not done playing yet. And then ended up having a temper tantrum meltdown at the end of the night, being dragged out of there crying because they didn't let me finish. Great day at Disneyland, and I leave crying because I wasn't able to finish my Superman game.
Where was that arcade at?
That was just last year, too.
If you're heading into the park, it was halfway down Main Street on the left.
It's now where they've got, like, the candy shop. So there's big chocolate candies where you can go watch them make all their candy confections. There was also the big arcade over by Space Mountain.
Yeah, that's still there, right?
No, it's long gone. Really? I would spend
hours. Wasn't that
hours
the launching
playing.
Bay now?
No. No, it's...
The pizza port?
Now
no, empty. That was on. That's on the other side.
No, because it was connected to the gift shop, the Star Wars gift shop, right?
Not anymore.
It's gone.
It's gone. when Big Hero 6 came out, they turned it into kind of like a meet and greet where you could go meet Baymax. But since then, it's been closed. But man, I would spend hours and money there just playing Star Wars and Tron and all those games.
Star Wars or air hockey? Those were the two games.
Air
I would
hockey
play
was
over
so
there
much
all the
fun.
Time.
Yeah.
I don't know why. All right, any other fun memories that you guys have? Like, here's one I'll give you, for example. We, driving to Disneyland as a kid, we would play a game in the car that whoever spotted the Matterhorn first won a Coke. and which I'm assuming my parents weren't playing because, you know, we were kids. We didn't have any money.
Right.
So between my brother and I would you'd be staring out the window as we'd get into Anaheim, because at the time, Matterhorn was the tallest thing around, and you could see it from the freeway from miles and miles away, and that meant that you were getting close to Disneyland. So
yeah,
it was like fighting for, like, staring out the window. Oh, there it is. I see it. You owe me a Coke. So any memories like that of stuff?
No, well, for me, it was almost the same thing, but we would mostly go to Knott's Berry Farm, and for us, it'd be the parachutes. Who could see the parachutes
right.
first?
Okay.
Yeah, growing up, that's what we mostly went to, was Knott's instead of Disney.
Well, then there's a good transition. Let's talk about Knott's Berry Farm, which, Adam, you probably have never been to Knott's Berry Farm, right?
I did not. So I went back early the last time we came out here, and my wife and my son went there. But I did not make it with them last time.
What did they
time.
Think?
They seemed to like it. Now, I understand, I believe there's a lot of, Peanuts-themed things there? Like
yes.
Snoopy
yes.
and whatnot?
Yeah, Snoopy's their big mascot.
Yeah, see, my son loves Snoopy, so I don't know if it was, you know, it was that great, or, you know, my son just loved it because of Snoopy theme.
Knott's is fun. It's
I
cool.
I think Knott's is a lot like Six Flags, because they've got a lot of big roller coasters and that kind of stuff, but without being a hilly terrain from hell
yeah.
that Six Flags is. Now, I don't know, but that's not Six Flags ever, but Six Flags Magic Mountain. We can talk about that in a minute, but Knott's Berry Farm has the Ghost Rider. What's their big wooden roller coaster?
That's Ghost Rider.
Ghost yeah. Rider, that one's always a lot of fun.
Beats the shit out of you now.
And the classic
Montezuma's Revenge.
Montezuma's oh, Revenge. Yes. That was the very first loop-type roller coaster I ever
yeah.
went on.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine used to take me there every year for my birthday, and I think the first time we went, we were going on all the easy stuff, and he kept like, come on, we got to go on the roller coaster, go on the roller coaster. I'm like, no, I'm terrified. I don't want to do it. And somehow he convinced me to go on Montezuma's Revenge. He said, look, it's easy. It's just straight. It's just, you know, like a loop forward and a loop back, and kind of like it's easy. It's not going to like jostle you around. You're not the way the G-force works. It feels like you're just going forward the whole time because you're glued to your seat. And I was like, oh, all right. So I reluctantly, I'm like Scott whimpering the whole time. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Except at this point, I was probably like 12 or 13, not six. But, yeah, we went on it. And at that moment, it was like a light switch. I was like, I'm hooked. And we went on it like four or five times in a row. And then we went across the park to the Corkscrew. I think was it the Corkscrew or the Twist? Twister?
I don't know when the Boomerang opened. That's
but,
over
but
there.
But, no, it wasn't Boomerang. The whole ride was just three Corkscrew twist.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was
in a row, and then that
it
was
could have
it.
Been, yeah. yeah.
And
I get Six Flags and Knott's Berry Farm confused because their roller coasters are all
kind of similar.
Yeah.
So we went on that one three or four times in a row, and then kind of got motion sickness. We're like, all right, we'll chill out for a minute. Let's go grab something to eat and go
chicken.
Back to the easy
get some
rides.
Chicken.
Fried chicken.
No, it's all about the funnel cake at Knott's
oh,
Berry Farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's still pretty much the only place I will get funnel cake from. Which is a lie, because I'll get it anywhere.
You used to go there as a kid?
Yeah. Young teenager, mostly.
When's the last time you've been there?
We did the Knott's Scary Farm two or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So you remember the Haunted Shack then, right?
Oh, I love
Dude,
the Haunted Shack.
I wish it was still there. It's
yeah.
not.
Oh, is it gone?
Yeah,
they
it's
used,
been
at
gone.
At one point, they would even incorporate it into part of one of their haunt walkthroughs.
Yes.
Oh.
And, yeah, it was great. It's the optical illusion of everything being on a slant,
on
but
a slant,
when you're
yep.
in there, it looks level. And yeah, oh yeah, the Haunted Shack was the best.
I miss that.
They still, because the people that owned the Knott family actually owned Calico Ghost Town as well. So whenever you're walking through Calico at Knott's Berry Farm, I always call it Knott's Scary Farm because it's the only time I go.
Sure.
It's pretty much a replica of Calico Ghost Town. And if you go to Calico now, they still have the Haunted Shack
nice.
And all that with the leaning and the
whole thing. They probably got rid of it for ADA things because it was a
yeah.
lot of like steps and steep and like really restrictive to
yeah.
certain people. But, you know, I'm sorry.
The real Calico, it's old, so they don't give a
fuck. By the way, I don't mean to jump back, but Kevin mentioned food.
Yes.
And the one thing that I'm super looking forward to being out here is the churros at Disneyland.
They are.
I absolutely love them, and you have to get them in California Adventure, because at the Cozy Cone, you get like this caramel dipping sauce with them, too.
Yes, you do.
That is just amazing. I'm going to eat them until I get sick.
Look online. there's always like specialty foods they do throughout the year, and I want to say like some hidden stuff that you got to kind of track down and know where to find.
Just get me a turkey leg and I'm good, man.
Yeah.
What do you want, a Renaissance fair?
The Disneyland turkey leg.
Love it.
Speaking of food, while back at Disneyland, my favorite thing to get there was the mint julep over at the French Quarter. It's just kind of a...
What is that?
It's like a... Well, the adult version has a lot of like gin and stuff in it and mint, but it's a kind of a mint-based fruity kind of cocktail.
It's kind of refreshing.
But the non-alcoholic version is a sort of a fruity mint thing. It's green and you can only get it in the French Quarter. And it's great. It has cherry in it. That was a big deal as a kid. My drink has a cherry in it.
you won life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We were talking. I have Disney lore. I meant to mention this when we were talking about the Haunted Mansion. I love this story, and not everybody knows it. When you are on the ride, and Adam, look for this when you go, because you'll be on it for the first time. You're in the upper, the second floor, and you're looking down into the ballroom where the ghosts are dancing.
Okay.
About 2/3 of the way through that segment, look straight out at eye level, and there'll just be a spider just kind of hanging out where nothing else is. And a little behind the magic, that optical illusion is accomplished through some rear projection and some glass windows. And the windows that they use, they're like 6 foot wide, about an inch thick, and they're floor to ceiling height. They were specially made for the building. Like, they're like 20, 25 foot tall panes of glass. They're ridiculous. And they had to be installed in the ride before the roof went on. Well, years ago, 70s or 80s, a crazy guy got in there with a gun and was freaking out and tried to shoot the ghosts. But because the glass is so thick, all it did was spiderweb. So because they can't replace the panes of glass, they just hung a cheap $2 spider on top of the bullet hole. So,
nice. Interesting.
When you're on that ride, you see the dancing ghost down below. About 2/3 of the way down, right at eye level, there's just a black spider hanging out. It's kind of in the dark. It's hard to see if you're not looking for it, but know that it's covering up a bullet hole.
Might be a little easier now because it's a little brighter in there. They've got a giant gingerbread house and all sorts of other creepy Christmassy things in there, so it might be a little easier to see. Very cool.
Gotcha.
Knott's Berry Farm.
So yeah, back to Knott's Berry Farm and their amazing funnel cake. They've been back in the day. Their haunted mansions, haunt used to be like, let's let all the like ghetto junior high kids go, and it was really obnoxious.
Yes.
But now it's really kind of turned around and is a lot better.
Unless you're going on like opening night when they've got a DJ playing, and then it can be absolutely obnoxious.
I've never been to Knott's Scary Farm. I have no desire.
What?
I have no desire.
Why?
I've been to Universal's Horror Haunt.
Okay.
I love it.
I've never been to that one.
You
that
will great. Love Knott's Berry Farm.
Really?
Oh my God. They do it so well.
Elvira's retired from it, right?
No, I think she's still going.
Really? Yeah, she has.
Because I would like to see her. That'd be great.
You've also they started something a couple of years ago where they give you it's basically their front of line pass, but it's a key, little skeleton key that you get to keep.
Oh, nice!
And you go to the front of the line, but you get a little vignette story that they do just for
people with the keys.
The people with the keys that ties into the walkthrough. So like one year it was a tooth haunted, like a scary tooth fairy. So you go into this little room, and there's like a kid in his bedroom, and the tooth fairy comes in and abducts him and like tries to scare all of you while you're in the little room. And then the door opens and you go into the ride with General Pop.
It really added to the overall scare.
Yeah, it was so much more than just cutting to the front of the line. They gave you extra content, and it was really, really worth it.
One year we decided to take my parents with us, right? And my mom is a fraidy cat. She spent pretty much the entire time in some of those mazes just curled up in the fetal position as the monsters were kind of hovering over her. It was kind of funny.
Well, because when they find somebody that's like that, they'll...
Oh, they flock to you. Yeah. And my dad, being Mr. Tough Guy, he's walking around just like being all cocky because things don't scare my dad, right? He's walking through the calico area just all cocky and laughing at my mom, getting all freaked out. And there was somebody in the tree as he walked under the tree, and it grabbed him by the shoulder. Scared they do the bejesus out of him. It was fantastic.
The first place I ever saw it was at Knott's. They have a guy basically on a bungee. And so he'll drop down from the rafters and, like, yell and, you know, make a loud noise and then whoop, right back up into the ceiling. It's a great effect. They've had, like, Rob Zombie will design a bunch of walkthroughs in years past, and they really put a lot of effort into...
They still have the guys on rollerblades and all that shit?
There's not so much the rollerblades, but there are people that have, like, knee pads, sparking knee pads that'll come at you.
They still do that.
I was actually... One of my previous jobs, I had organized a big gathering, a big group adventure to go to Knott's Scary Farm. And whenever I did that, everybody kind of looked at me to kind of guide them around the place. I'm like, I don't fucking work here. I just got you here. So I'm talking to people kind of with my back toward, kind of walking backwards a little bit and talking to everybody. Saying, we're going to go over here and do this thing. And all of a sudden, I am on my ass. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened? And I look up, and here's this woman with like half her face falling off going, oh my God, sir, are you okay? I'm so sorry. And it's just this monster looking at me. And yeah, she knocked me on my ass. It was pretty funny.
So what about Six Flags Magic Mountain? That's sort of our local Six Flags. I know they've got Six Flags all over the country.
Over like Texas.
Oh, I'm, not, got, a I'm not a fan of Six Flags.
They've got Great America up in San Jose.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I was a fan whenever I was younger because you could get a season pass for like $40 and go all summer long. And
are they still heavily into DC? Is that their theme over there?
Oh, yeah. I remember when Batman the Ride debuted, and that was a lot of fun.
Batman was fun because your feet were hanging.
Your feet were hanging, and that initial drop was like a drop and a twist, and it was the only time on a roller coaster where I would almost black out whenever it would go. So
I remember I was able to go on the Riddler, which was like a standing coaster.
It was called Shockwave back in the day before it was Riddler.
Oh,
just like Superman was Freefall.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Superman wasn't Freefall.
I thought it was.
No, Freefall still exists.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, Superman, they built Superman. It is just Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, they have a tendency of recycling old rides. And I always thought Shockwave was based on the Transformers because it was also purple.
I remember that, the stand-up roller. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Okay.
I remember Viper, I feel like, was their flagship coaster for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Colossus was, but...
Well, Colossus, I mean... For those that don't live in Southern California, Six Flags Magic Mountain is Wally World from Family Vacation.
Right.
And Colossus is the big white wooden coaster that they ride at the end of the movie.
Did you know that, Adam?
Hey, oh, where's Adam?
So we may or may not have lost Adam. There was a pause in the conversation that you didn't hear, and we threw Adam out of the car because fuck that guy.
That's right. He's from Wisconsin. We're going to make him walk back.
You take your cheese and you get the fuck out of here.
Packers.
No, he's riding home with somebody else. So, Six Flags.
Viper, yeah.
Viper was great. That was the one that kind of combined all of the loops and twists and big drops and was just insane. I love it.
Now, what about Revolution? Did you ever go on the Revolution?
Which one was Revolution?
That is a good one.
It's a smaller Colossus, right?
No,
well, it's not
really.
Wooden. It wasn't wooden.
No, it's not wooden. It was a metal track, but it was just a standard roller coaster would weave through the trees with a big loop in it and all that. It was pretty nice. But nowadays, what they've done is to make it even more vomit-inducing is it's now a virtual reality coaster.
Whoa. That doesn't sound like a good idea
at
all.
You put goggles on, and you are a jet fighter pilot going through the... Yeah, you're on virtual revolution.
Something tells me that the human senses are not made to do that. And
yeah. Especially if you take a dove into the face or something.
Well, you're wearing goggles. You're protected.
I can't even because just putting something over my face, I'm walking around and having like a digital screen that I'm looking at, it'll make me throw up immediately. It's just, I can't. I, I just can't even with that.
Magic Mountain is all, it's like it's named appropriately because it's built on this like the side of a mountain, and it the up and down traversing you have to do to get from one side of the park to the other, like that is exhausting.
It is, and it's kind of it disguises itself well as you're driving up because you're kind of pulling up on a mountain, and then it looks pretty flat whenever you get out of your car, but then you actually enter the park and it's got all these little fucking hidden hills all over the place, and it's 190 degrees, there's no shade, and you're looking pretty sexy there, dude. I like that.
I need to lay down.
Just stretch out on the back seat.
It's awful.
I don't know the last time I've been to Magic Mountain was. It's been a long time, though.
It was, for me, it was about the time when my friend Jesse met Francis, his wife, and it was like 12 years ago, so it's a long time ago, and everything changes.
Well, I think Colossus actually went up in flames. Pretty recently.
No, they it know, almost I'm, did. They rebuilt it as now Twisted Colossus.
Okay, so
yeah, it's like two tracks, and you can go backwards on it or some shit.
There's loops. I think there's loops.
They combined it with like Modern Coaster also to like upgrade it. I remember, so since we're doing memories, the very first like date I ever went on with a girl.
I wasn't questioning.
I was visiting. I used to go visit my cousin up in the for the summers up in San Jose, and at her church, met the girl my own age. I don't even remember anymore. Alex, maybe her name was. I don't something. Okay. Anyways,
sure it was a girl?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay,
but we hit it off, and like our chaperone dropped us off at Great America for the day so that we could have a date.
Nice.
And I probably was too chicken to try and kiss her. I was 13 or 12. Yeah, probably 13. And but I maybe held her hand as we walked around the park most of the day. And then I never saw her again after I went home. Well, I mean, she lived in San Jose and I didn't. So that's
understandable.
Pen pal only goes so far.
Right.
You know,
right.
Gots to get laid, and you can't do that when you're 13.
13.
And six hours away and. And 13.
And no Facebook.
And no, yeah. This is pre-internet, if you can imagine.
Right.
I had a memory of my wife and I, we used to take my cousin Kevin.
No relation.
No relation. We used to take him with us to Magic Mountain all the time, and we went on that ninja ride. And I don't know if you've ever been on Ninja, but you're kind of sitting in these little two-person, three-person
little
cars.
Pods, yeah.
Yeah, the little pods.
Kind of like motorcycle style almost?
No, it's... I don't know how to really explain it. Imagine yourself sitting in a little Fiat, and it's just...
A floating teacup.
There you go, a floating teacup that's just kind of dangling from the
above
track.
Didn't they kind of like sway?
It never went upside down, though.
No, it didn't go upside down, but it was always billed as being this really cool, fast coaster that just kind of hung, and you'd swing through the trees like a ninja.
Yeah, because you couldn't see the track in front of you because it was up above you.
Yeah, it was never as impressive as they made it out to be. But we had actually lost our keys on that ride. Like, I want to say... It was early in the day, so just going around the rest of the day, you know, buying funnel cakes and going on rides, riding Batman, stuff like that. And then at the end of the day, we're getting ready to go to the car, and my keys are fucking gone. They've been gone all day, and I didn't realize it. And
you didn't have one of those like cool, like it was a clip that you clipped on your belt
no,
loop.
No, I didn't.
And they like hung down,
and whacked me in the nuts every now and then. No, I didn't, but luckily Kevin had remembered, I think I heard them fall out of your pocket on Ninja. So I'm like, oh, shit, that was the beginning of the day. Go back to Ninja? Oh, yeah, these them, and there they were. So, you know, it was
neat.
Nice.
That's neat.
That is neat, isn't it? Hey, it's a memory, okay? Smartass.
So what do you guys think about Universal Studios? I know we've talked a lot about the other big three knots and Magic Mountain and Disneyland. Do you think of Universal Studios as a theme park?
I do, yeah.
I think definitely more now.
I think it's more of a tourist attraction.
Do you?
Yeah.
With all the rides they've included, though?
See, I think of it as a theme park now because they've added so many rides.
Well, There's no roller coasters there.
Oh, sure,
yes,
there are.
There are. Yeah, there are. There's several. There's the Harry Potter ride. There's
the Mummy.
The Mummy ride. The Mummy roller coaster is really cool.
That's cool. I went on it.
I would even count Transformers as a roller coaster.
That's a virtual reality. The Simpsons is virtual reality.
Those
it's a ride.
I can't ride.
Kind
of
like Indiana Jones is a ride. It's not a roller coaster.
Right.
But they do have legit roller coasters. They've got the Jurassic Park water ride. But back in the day, you're right, it was sort of just sort of an attraction to go to because you were able to go on the back lot
the
and kind of learn how. And it was all about the tram.
Right.
And the tram ride was awesome because you got to see the Jaws.
Bates Motel, Jaws, King Kong.
So like Jaws would come out and then you'd go across the bridge.
He still does.
Where it looks like you're driving through the water, but it's actually just the road lowers between two waterfalls. It's all optical illusion. And there's the town where like the flood comes and you see it all coming down the hill, but then it diverts at the last minute.
I don't think that's there anymore.
It is.
Is it there?
Oh, yeah. It's there. We had annual passes last year because they opened the Harry Potter land.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, those rides.
They still have the earthquake, right? You're in the tunnel. And,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I went there 2 years ago for the Halloween.
I've been there for Halloween more than I've actually been there for just daytime use of Universal Studios. And I need to go back. I want to take my wife and do the Harry Potter again. During like the holidays or something like that when it's not Halloween, but I remember like do the tram ride because I remember like King Kong, they pumped in kind of like a banana smell, you know, from his breath and
but
stuff like that.
King Kong now is not that anymore.
No,
it's all 3D virtual reality. They make you put on glasses.
It's a big screen now.
And then there's the Fast and the Furious nonsense.
I haven't been on that part
that.
Yet.
Do you remember there was, like, you'd get off the tram and you'd, like, walk into a building and they would talk to you kind of about, like, E.T. or something like that? I don't even remember. All I remember is just going into a building and you sit down and they have a little presentation that
they
I think was about E.T.
a couple people from the audience and then you go up there and they recreated the scene. Oh, yeah.
They did, like, Battlestar Galactica or Star Trek or something.
Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
And, tram would go through the Battlestar,
They had the backdraft set that you could go into, and they kind of show you how, like, fire effects
until
and stuff
it actually caught fire.
That seems like that was
that's not a good
waiting
day.
To happen.
Yeah, right. They don't do that anymore, where they make you get off the tram down there in the back lot.
Mm-hmm.
They have that attraction up top now. It's where the old Conan the Barbarian stunt show used to be. So they've turned the Conan Barbarian stunt show into that fully and behind the screen, behind the stage.
Hmm.
Thing.
I don't remember a Conan show, but I do remember they had a Terminator show there.
Well, they have Waterworld now. That's been there for a while.
Waterworld's been there for a while.
Do you know what Waterworld used to be?
Miami Vice, baby.
It was the Miami Vice stunt show.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
It's still cool to see, even though the movie is so old and dated. And I enjoyed the movie.
I just can't believe that there hasn't been another
something to update that.
Like even you said, Fast and Furious. How are they not doing a Fast and Furious stunt show?
It's never on water.
Yeah, they got a few.
That's true. It is
that.
There is
the water
theme.
Show.
Because they just reskinned Miami Vice
pretty much
for Waterworld.
Yeah.
So, I guess we need a new. We need
Aquaman.
James Cameron. Oh, well,
that's DC, Magic Mountain.
Does Magic Mountain have a stunt show?
Probably. They all of those places like that and Universal and Knott's Berry Farm. They always have those stunt shows.
Yeah. So in any memories from Universal growing up at all?
I'm pretty sure back in the day that's where we went, and I got to, my sister and I got to take our pictures with some of the Transformers back in the day. I mean, they were like animated versions of the Transformers too, like there was Jazz.
Really?
Oh yeah. I'm not sure if it was there or Six Flags Magic Mountain. I want to say it was Universal, but it was
my oldest snapshot memory from Universal, like way back when I was a kid, was, you know, posing next to Jaws hung up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing I can remember. And it was probably been a 20-year gap since I went as an adult.
Yeah.
And it's totally changed from what I remember.
Oh,
totally
yeah.
Changed.
Now, I can't get on the rides anymore. Because everything is now put on the 3D glasses. And just, if I'm not dead center in one of those cars, it's over for
Transformer
you.
Ride is pretty cool, though.
I really like the Transformer ride. The Mummy ride surprised the hell out of me. because it's just a traditional track roller coaster.
In the dark.
Kind of in the dark, but then you get to one point where you like, you come up to a dead stop. And then you do the whole thing backwards. Yeah. And I was like, this is so fucking awesome. I loved doing the ride backwards. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
That'll jerk your back like Matterhorn, though.
Yeah, if you're not prepared for it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a pretty abrupt break at
the end.
But
the Simpson ride's really cool. I like that one.
I did that once.
I can't. I did it once, and I was like, number one, I don't really like The Simpsons, and number two, the ride makes me vomit, so...
The Simpsons Land's kind of fun, though. They got a lot of cool...
And then they have the Minions ride. It's just another 3D thing.
Right.
That one's got a little bit of interactive to it also, where you go in and there's a little bit of a skit and then something happens and you got to go follow them in and then you take the ride. And
very cool.
But yeah, the highlight is definitely the tram still.
So have you been on Halloween for any of their haunt stuff?
I have not.
I have.
So the couple of times I've been, the tram takes you down to the bottom, but then you get off the tram and you get to walk through the plane wreckage, which is really cool from War of the Worlds.
The year I went, the main theme was the Purge.
Okay.
We walked through the whole Purge thing, which was kind of cool.
It was just zombies when I was down there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you get to walk by the Bates Motel. Now you can go up to the Bates house and they have someone dressed as Norman up there you can take your photo with.
I wanted to go this year because they had Stranger Things themed.
Yeah.
Oh
shit.
And
okay.
I just totally didn't go.
But I thought it was really cool being able to, like, normally the tram just drives through there, but now you can kind of walk around and get up close and see the stuff.
See the big plane wreckage up close. Yep. Really cool.
Have you guys ever had any celebrity sightings while they were there filming anything?
I've got two.
No.
Yes, and I don't remember who it was, but we were on the tram and they were on a golf cart being taken somewhere.
Okay.
And someone's like, "Hey, there's so and so," and everyone tried to get their cameras out.
That's cool.
I'll just say it was Seinfeld. I don't know.
The first one was whenever we were on a class trip in junior high, and we were on the tram, and Anthony Perkins was actually walking around and waving to everybody while we were on the tram, and we're like, "Oh wow!" But we were all junior high kids. We were like, "Oh, well, who's that? Who's Anthony Perkins?" And then the second time was whenever I was working for the casino, we were there for a company picnic. That's where we'd have our annual company picnic. And just walking through, there's in the upper level, there's streets that are designed to kind of look like France and England and whatnot. There's a pub there where you can go get a beer and a sandwich and just kind of sit outside and walk around and enjoy your food while everybody's walking around. And Jules and I were walking through this little square, and right there, sitting down, eating a sandwich and looking like a scared person, was Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was just sitting there looking like, "Please don't come over here and please
don't recognize me.
Yeah, deer in the headlights look on his face. And we were just like, waved and kept on walking. And then the minute we walked by, he was just ransacked by people.
Oh.
Yeah, so he didn't get to finish a sandwich in peace.
Well, but he's got that time machine, so he can go back and finish it later.
That's true. But that man does not age. He hit Doc Brown age and just stopped. Yeah.
Imagine if Buckley was here, he'd be all...
"Great Scott!
Yeah. Marty!" That's all I can do for Doc Brown. "Marty!
Great Scott!"
I took my wife to go see a TV show taping 2 years ago or so, a TV show called Mike and Molly.
Oh, okay.
It was,
yeah.
What's that actress's name? She's in everything.
Melissa McCartney.
And it's filmed on Universal, and you get to walk down on the back lot where the actual studios are. And while we were lined up waiting to go in, we were standing in the back lot, and it's like that New York street. And we were in front of a courthouse with like big, huge Greek pillars in front of it. And
Back to the Future courthouse?
No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
Just a courthouse. And I realized after we were there, that thing is in fucking everything. I have seen that in so many shows and movies, and it's very recognizable once you see it in person, and the different ways that they use it. And I'm like, oh my God, there's it. So that's a cool way. And TV show tapings are free. So if you can ever get tickets to a TV show, you can probably see a little bit of the back lot and how stuff is made.
I've only been to the one we went to whenever we went to At Midnight.
At Midnight.
I've been to a 2.5 Men once. That was kind of cool.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
My problem with TV show tapings is the audio for the audience is low, so it doesn't interfere with the recording audio.
Okay.
And my hearing's not that great, so I am just sort of watching a silent play. Like, I'm laughing when everybody else laughs because you're supposed to, but, like, right. I can barely hear what's going on.
That sucks.
And At Midnight was the worst because it's a really small studio. People are laughing really, really loud, and the comedians are riffing, and so and they're riffing through the laughter, and I'm just missing all of it. I'm like, I'll just watch the show. I don't know what.
Yeah.
So that was a fun trip, but it was that particular show was a miserable. But that is also not a theme park, and that's not what we're talking about on this memory lane. So,
have you guys ever been to the Warner Brothers studio?
Oh,
I've been by it.
Yes,
I've never been in.
I had to meet someone there for, like, legit business once.
Okay.
And just kind of walked around, and people thought I was Penn from Penn & Teller. And
nice.
Some guy who was a, I don't know, in the industry doing something, he's like, oh, Penn, what are you know, what, it's good to see you. And I'm like, oh, nice to see you too. And he's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, just having a meeting over in, you know, Building H or wherever the hell we were headed. Oh, well, that's great. Well, give me a call. We'll you know, when you got time. And I'm like, absolutely, nice to see you. And because we were just doing sort of like a chat and pass kind of thing. And I'm like, all right, whatever. He thinks I'm Penn from Penn & Teller.
Not the first time it's happened, not the last time
no.
it's happened.
All right. Well, we're talking memories, but this, I went to go see Penn & Teller, and I dressed up as Penn, like the whole, like the suit, the red fingernail, everything. And this woman stopped me on the stairs, and she's like, "Oh, you probably don't recognize me or remember me, but I did your makeup when you were on Good Morning America like 2 years ago." And I'm like, "Oh, of course. How have you been?"
Jesus.
And she's like, "Good, good." I'm like, "What are you doing out here?" And I'm like, "Just taking a quick break." It was during intermission. You know, but it was nice to see you again. And I'm like, I got to get out of this conversation immediately before she realizes I'm not him. But I'm thinking, that's somebody who did his makeup, who's like 2 inches from his face. And that was what kind of led to the validity of, like, maybe I do kind of look like this guy.
Yeah, you kind of do.
But, you know, you're at the Penn & Teller show dressed as Penn. You know, people's minds, it's kind of like a magic trick being, you know, misdirected of they're seeing what they want to see. So
you're really tall. You've got the long hair. Yeah.
I had practiced his mannerisms and, you know, just for a goof. So, you know, the voice is different. But, yeah, when I was in my 20s and he was in his 40s, we looked very similar.
That's funny.
So now I look nothing like him because he looks like a deflated balloon.
Good for him.
Good for him, but yeah. He looks like a deflated balloon.
I did the Universal, or not the Universal, but the Warner Brothers studio tour. We did it for my birthday. I want to say it was last year. And it was a whole behind the scenes of the Harry Potter costumes. It was more of like an exhibit. So you went through and did a backlot tour, and you saw all these different places that they filmed. Here's the gazebo from Gilmore Girls or whatever. Here's where the Dukes of Hazzard would jump over this, and here's that and the other thing. And then we get off and go into this, into the kind of a soundstage where you could get on the bat pod, and they would, in front of a green screen, and they would film Gotham City flying behind you, and you could get on a broom, and all of a sudden you'd be in flying over Hogwarts. That was kind of cool.
Right on.
And then Wonder Woman had just come out that year, so we got to see all the Wonder Woman costumes.
So you could put on a corset.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I looked hot. H-A-W-T. I was
so
hot.
So let me ask you, have either of you ever been to the Florida for the big theme parks out there, the Universal and Disney?
I have been to Disney World.
Never
been to there?
Been to Florida once, and that was just for JoeCon.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't really get to see Disney World.
No.
No, I went to...
Go past it.
Yeah. I went to Disney World in August of 1989, and the only reason I remember the month is because August in Florida is like...
Oh, it's the worst.
It is.
Swamp balls city.
Swamp balls, bugs the size of your hand coming at you, and it was just miserable. But
anything stand out from Disneyland and or Disney World as it differs from Disneyland?
It's spread out more. So
more flat,
It is flat, but where you would have... At Disneyland, you've got now two parks. You've got California Adventure and you've got Disneyland. Well, in Disney World back then, there was three. There was Epcot, the Magic Kingdom, and Disney's Hollywood Studios. So
they have like seven parks now out there, right?
Yeah. but back then it was just the three. And all of the rides that you would find at just Disneyland at that time were spread out between those three parks.
Wow.
So you'd go to Disneyland, and Star Tours wasn't there. You would have to go to the Hollywood Studios instead.
Sure, yeah.
A couple things that really stood out that were kind of cool is to get to the Magic Kingdom's main gate, you had to get out of your car in the parking lot, go over to this big lake, essentially, and get on a ferry boat that would take you over to the main entrance. So that was really kind of cool.
Oh.
And
so they put you on a little swamp boat, basically?
A little swamp boat, yeah, pretty much, pretty much. And then the castle's a lot bigger there, and it's Cinderella's castle. That's it, Cinderella's castle. We had dinner inside of it.
Oh, wow.
There's a huge dining hall in there.
That is bigger.
Yeah. Space Mountain is a racing roller coaster where two of them would race side by side.
Oh.
And I remember Epcot Center going there, being really excited, and then just being bored out of my fucking mind.
Well, it's like
the
boring science, right?
It's science. You're traveling across the world. Here's Japan. Here's Africa. I don't care. I just wanted to get on roller coasters. I didn't give a damn that we were seeing sights from other countries and stuff. I was very impatient in my youth.
Yeah, kids don't have time for that.
No, we don't have time for that nonsense.
Ooh, since we're back talking about Disney, who were some of your favorite characters as a kid that you liked seeing at the park? Like, who did you seek out to get a photo or an autograph from?
Nobody.
All right, I'll start you out. Some of mine... always Winnie the Pooh, who was not out very often. I don't remember.
A fan of finding these,
but
these
my
characters.
Two favorite were Chip and Dale. I loved finding Chip and Dale when I was a kid, and I have a photo with me and them somewhere.
That's cool. No, I liked Goofy. I really like Goofy for some reason. Goofy, he's just Goofy.
Yeah.
But some of them that you see now are
I like now.
Crazy.
I like seeing. The Toy Story characters for some reason.
Toy Story characters are really cool. The ones that are freaky as shit are the Nightmare Before Christmas characters.
Oh,
if you see the guy that looks like Jack.
Or something?
No, but he's got like a weird half round prosthetic head face.
Yeah,
that
it's freakish.
You can't do Jack.
No.
As a human being, his proportions are wrong. I like the cars actually.
Those are cool.
They're kind of responsive, and there's somebody driving them and talking to you and. I like those.
Groot is kind of cool now because they've got a giant Groot standing over by the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Huh.
That one's pretty cool. And a Gamora that actually looks a lot like Zoe Saldana. Saldana? Mm-hmm.
Zoe, yeah, Zoe that's Saldana.
Name. That's her name.
I got my picture taken with Chewbacca on my birthday a couple years ago.
Wow.
Were you underwater?
Wow.
What happened?
I know. That's what it sounded like.
Wow. Great.
Yeah. So I'm tapped. Those are all of my theme park memories.
Yeah. Don't have any from like SeaWorld or
Raging Waters.
I didn't even think of Raging Waters. Is that really a theme park though?
It's
water.
I want to table some of those memories for a part two, for attractions.
Okay.
I want to talk about like Renaissance fairs and the SeaWorld and the County Fair and like the biggest
bearded
ball
ladies.
Of twine in Minnesota and. You know,
the zoo,
like all like attractions. I want to talk because I got all kinds of memories about going to like non-theme park places as a kid. So we'll save that. We'll do that part two.
Sounds like fun
for our next toy show that we drive to, which will probably also be in the same place in about a month from now.
Probably, yeah.
All right, so let's do some business real quick. Social media, you can find us nerdswithattitudepodcast.com, where you can find links to all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those. Dave, how are you doing by handling us on Snapchat?
It's up and running.
How's our Grindr account?
It's great.
Is it?
Also, we're on Lyft. If you need to drive and Uber, if you need to drive somewhere.
LinkedIn, why not?
Also, we are part of the RLU network, Scott.
Find us on rawlivepod.com with other shows like... what are some of the other shows?
Who Will Survive, Hot Topic.
Sarlacc Digest. The one I'm on, Sarlacc Digest, yes.
They're Not Toys.
They're Not Dolls.
They're Not Dolls either.
Yeah. So yeah, rawlivepod.com.
I guess they are toys. They're just not, they're not dolls.
They're not dolls. Yeah.
So there's that. And also, lastly, if you can support us in any way financially, we are on Patreon/NerdsWithAttitude, where for as little as a dollar or as much as you feel like donating, you can get some really cool swag and gifts or what's the things? Well, I don't want to say prizes. That's not the what's the word I'm looking for here?
Well, it's kind of a prize. It is kind of a gift, because if you listen to our Halloween episode that we just released of Nerd Tunes,
yes.
You will hear Kevin doing his on the spot impersonation or impressions.
I did monster noises.
He did do.
It
monster
was awesome.
Noises.
So yeah, there's bonus content,
magical
that we put up, little interviews and funny bits and things like that that are just on Patreon for you to listen to. Also, you can get cool benefits by supporting us financially, and that helps pay for this nonsense with our hosting fees and equipment and stuff like that.
We could call it Kevin's Funny Bits.
That's what my wife calls them.
Oh, hey. Oh boy.
Yeah. Anyway, so we've reached morning traffic or morning DJ status. So I think here we will wrap it up. So Dave, you can get us out of here.
Oh guys, it's been fun, and it's been Dave.
And it's been Scott.
And driving this memory mobile, I have been Kevin. And you guys
keep it nerdy.